Pray with me as we get started. Lord, it's been such a wonderful morning to worship you, to see all the kids, not only this morning, but all this week. It's been such a blessing, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your word that has been spoken and sung and memorized and repeated. Lord, I trust that your word planted in the hearts of these young people, as well as all of us here this morning, would produce fruit, would grow deep roots, and would mold and shape and change us all, Lord. Please be with us now as we hear more of these same passages the kids have been meditating on all week. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so the theme for this week, in case you didn't know, was where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And each day there was a different treasure that was kind of the focus for the day. And the very first craft was this picture, or was this Bible, which there should be a picture up there. You see that? That one there's Annie Frankie's. Took a picture of that. And inside that were a number of little scripture cards, which I'll be using through the message. So for you little kids out there, if you want to start memorizing them, just read them with me whenever I do, okay? But this is how this special treasure, the gift of God's word, this is how it begins in Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created light and separated from the darkness. He created sky, the land, the sea, plants, and animals, or trees. He created the sun and the moon and all the stars in the sky. He created the fish and the birds. And then he created every animal, lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my. Actually, it was the sixth day, the last day before he rested, that God created every sort of animal, livestock, and small animals. And after each day of creation, God said, it was good. Do you know what he saved the best for last, though? Now, how many of you, whenever it comes time for dinner, and you know that ice cream or cake or something is after dinner, you're excited to get through dinner because you want the cake, right? Or the ice cream. And for those of us who are adults, we can choose to eat the dessert first, can't we? It's not such a good idea, but anyway, set a proper example. So anyway, you tolerate eating the vegetables because you look forward to the ice cream afterwards. Well, most of us save the best for last, right? And that's what God did. He saved his favorite and his best for last. In the book of Genesis, this is what God says he did last. In Genesis 1:26, then God said, let us make man in our image. And after he had finished creating man, God looked over all that he made, and he saw that it was very good. Inside the Bible that the kids bedazzled, as you saw Annie's, are 12 picture cards, and on those picture cards are scriptures. The first is a scripture card of a hand. Can you see that? One of the treasure cards, okay, it represents the hand of God, and the verse says, behold, I engraved you on the palm of my hands. And the Bible also says in Jeremiah 1:5, it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. And in the Psalms, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them all together in my mother's womb. You are, now I'm not just talking to the kids now, you are a treasure. You are God's treasure. You were created in his image. You were not a monkey. You are not a bear, a dog, even though he created all of them as well. But he created humans last and best, and with his own hands. In verse Genesis 2:7, it says, then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into man's nostrils, and man became a living person. God knows you, and he loves you. Now think of someone that you love. Okay, maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your dad, maybe it's one of your best friends. Now imagine that one of your very best friends, or your mom or your dad, are in trouble. Now what would you do to help your mom or dad if they were in trouble, or your best friend? Would you sacrifice your own life to save them or to help them? You say, well, maybe it depends on the circumstances. Well, the Bible says that every one of us, everyone in this room, is a sinner. And this next Bible card, it says, for all of us have sinned and fall short of God's glory, of his high standard. Because we sin, we are in danger. Now, how far would God go to save us? In Romans 5:8, with the cross card, it says, "But God proves his own love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." God was willing to send his son, and he did send his son to die for us. Now, if you were in serious, very serious danger and needed help, would you complain how someone decided to help you? Now, suppose you were off on some boating trip and you fell off the boat and no one noticed, and there you are struggling to survive and you were drowning. Someone observes you and sees you, and what do? They throw you a yellow life jacket. And as you see it, you're thinking, "I hate yellow." And you yell, "You got a blue one or maybe orange?" Now, how many of you, when you're drowning and someone offers you a life vest, are going to complain about the person and how it was offered and the color? Well, in this next door card, this next card in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." Now, who is going to argue with Jesus Christ when he throws you the yellow life jacket? I would rather have one that's blue. Don't think it's going to happen, is it? God loves us so much. He loves us so much that he gave his only son. And this is this earth card. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." And in the next verse it says this, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world." That is, he didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn you, but to save you. Now listen, if you truly believe what I have said this morning, if you truly believe the word of God, that God created everything, that he loves you and he adores you, that he saw the danger that you were in and sent his only son, Jesus, to die for your sins, to rescue you, you have faith. Faith is a gift from God, and you have this gift if you believe what I have said this morning. And you believe, and you have the hope that comes with it as well. Hebrews 11:1 says this, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see." So the question becomes this: what am I going to do with this faith? How am I going to respond to God in faith and accept his son Jesus into my life? Now, to start, you have to consider these words from Jesus, which is the next card, this treasure chest card. Matthew 6:21, he heard the kids say this over and over again, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And this is what God wants from you. He wants your heart, not your lip service. Do you want to know Jesus? Do you truly want to be rescued from your sins? Do you truly understand the nature and the danger that you're in if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life? God wants you, he wants to give you a righteous life. And this crown card says it, Matthew 6:33. "But seek God's kingdom first and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Now, once we know Christ and we've got him first and foremost in our life, we have the first command that we are to obey and to follow. It comes from this heart card. It's Matthew 22. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And the second commandment is just like that. Love your neighbor as yourself. So as one of God's children, the first commandment is to follow God, to love him with all your heart, and to love others as you would yourselves. Listen, the best way to seek God and to come to know him is through his word. He gave us his word that we might hide it in our heart. And this means to memorize, for example, listen, all of you guys are going to have access to these little cards. These cards, if you line them up right, which is what I did when I wrote this message, was they tell a story. They tell a story of God's love for you, God's love for your kids, for your grandkids. And wouldn't it be wonderful if you would use these cards to help your kids memorize these verses, that these seeds would get planted in their hearts, not just this last week of VBS, but maybe every night before you go to bed, read the cards. Read them, try to memorize them. This key card I have hidden from Psalms 119, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Seeking God by reading and memorizing his word is what it means to hide his word in your heart. And this is one of the ways that God speaks to you, by reading and memorizing his word. Another important way to communicate with God is through prayer. And this week, everybody made a little pail and put little sticks in there. What are those sticks called? Popsicle stick. Yeah, there you go. Popsicle sticks. See them on there? This is a very special treasure, and it's the reason why they made these pails. The prayer pails have a bunch of prayer topics in them. Some are praises, some of them are requests, and some of them are names. And all of you as parents, you probably have your own name right on one of those popsicle sticks. Now, I would suggest and encourage you to add to the pail. Go out and buy some more popsicle sticks. Pray for your aunts, your uncles, maybe your teacher. Add to the pail, and don't just sit it in some closet somewhere. Stick it out there on the table before dinner. Pull out a stick. Have everybody offer a prayer. It's up to you as parents and the grandparents to set the example. Because you know kids are rambunctious. They get distracted with all the things they're doing, baseball and all their fun activities. And you know what? They will forget. But you parents and grandparents have a chance to set an example, don't you? Yeah. Jesus promised his children that he would never leave us or forsake us, and that he invites us to talk to him. And this is the very best way to overcome worry and anxiety in your life. This is what Paul said on the praying hands card, Philippians 4:6. Paul said, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Now, if you are confused and you're having a difficult time making a decision, guess what? Prayer's the answer there as well. Just ask God for wisdom. This Bible card, it says, in the book of James, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Now, how often do you hesitate to ask, maybe as a husband, you hesitate to ask your wife, you know, where you last saw something, or, I mean, we hate to ask for advice. We just hate doing it. Like, I try to make a decision here, but the last thing we want to do is ask someone else, especially if we lost something. Well, if we're trying to make a difficult decision, go to God in prayer. And guess what? Unlike your wife, men, God won't find fault with what you're asking. I mean, your wife will be thinking, how many times do I got to? God will never, well, I don't think God will ever say that. I'm pretty sure he won't. Anyway, God gave us his word. He gave us all these wonderful and amazing treasures, and he created us to use them. He gave them all this week that we could talk about them this week and this morning. He gave us his word. He gave us his son. He gave us his love, and he gave us prayer. And through prayer, because of what Jesus Christ did, making that sacrifice for our sins, we can be cleansed. We can be forgiven as well, which is probably one of the greatest gifts. Do you know that your sin and mine is like a great big wall that stands between us and God? God longs to speak to you, but sin is a barrier that will keep him from having that close relationship with you as long as you choose to keep it in your life. If you've never known Jesus Christ, there is still a vast expanse between you and him that you can only cross through Jesus Christ. But even as Christians, when we mess up, when we make mistakes, when we set our priorities on our own, all we have to do is pull out this diamond card. And it says, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is faithful. And when you have sinned and when you know you're separated from Him, all you have to do is pull out this card, pull out this verse and say, God, I am confessing my sin. I know you are faithful. I know you'll forgive me and wipe away all of my unrighteousness. So the question for each of us today is this, just like the kids lined up here before, is where is your treasure? If your treasure is here on earth, give some serious thought about why that is. Now, it's easy to know. Everyone in this room can know with just a little bit of thought. If your priorities and your desires, whether your time, talent, and treasure is your own or it is God's. And the amazing truth is God already knows the answer. He knows that you have fallen short of His glorious standard. He knows that you've missed the mark on His moral standards. He knows that we have missed the mark, and yet He invites us to seek Him, to seek His forgiveness, to seek a relationship to Him. And all we have to do is be willing to surrender and yield ourselves to Him. And if you were lost this morning, and here you are, you know what's amazing? Everyone in this room has heard the truth. You've heard the Word of God. The very truth of God that He established, the gospel, has been spoken. And if you believe that in your heart and you don't act on it, you're going to let the faith that God has just put in your heart die. And that's nothing more tragic than that. For you to personally have faith in everything that I have just said, God created you, God loves you, God went to rescue you through His Son Jesus. And yet, if you don't act on that faith, what a tragedy that is. But if you want to act on this, you just say, as we close, or you can meet, you know, find a Christian friend or myself or an elder and say, you know, I do have faith to believe. What do I do next? Where do I go? I want to have Jesus in my life. I promise you, if you want that, and as we pray to close, you say, Lord, show me the way. God will show you the next step and the next step and the next step. And I want to say, don't be overwhelmed. God will give you the wisdom and insight to take every step because He loves you so much. Now, if you have loved Christ your whole life, but you have spent much of your life focused on yourself rather than God, it's time to admit that as well. Ask God to forgive you and to wipe away all of the guilt and the shame from your past mistakes. Say, Lord, I need a fresh start. And He is faithful and just and will give you just that. This can be your treasure also. It's not just for the kids. Amen. Pray with me. Father, You are wonderful and amazing and glorious. You're the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and we adore You and worship You. Father, we know that You created through Your Son Jesus all things that exist. You have a creative power that we can't even fathom. And we know, Lord, just like the Bible says, You formed us in our mother's womb. You have known us since before we were born, and You've loved us ever since. And Lord, You sent Jesus to rescue us. And I pray, Father, for the faith that puts in our hearts, for those who know You, that we would desire to surrender and yield ourselves more fully to You. And I pray for the person or two or more who has never made that commitment, and yet the faith is there. I pray, Lord, You give them the courage to act on it this morning, to call out and cry out, Lord, I need You. I want Your Son Jesus. I want to seek You first and foremost. Please show me the way. Lord, I pray for every soul here today that You bless them and draw them, that You rescue them as well as all of us, Lord. We give You the glory now in Jesus' name. Amen.